Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We do have some more information about what's going on in Seattle. We want to definitely want to get to that if we get the chance. We've been talking about a police officer, former officer, describes himself as a former bastard cop, and he's got some confessions to make. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Mark, are ya?
We're going to get back into that story. Of course, open phones, as always, you can join us here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, or call in on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. So the last point the former bastard cop makes here is that even the leadership in police hates rats, snitches. During his training, police academy class, he was given the opportunity to write what he thought were anonymous evaluations of his squad mates, and he wrote scathing accounts of their behavior, thinking that they would keep it to themselves. They ended up reading.
Was it an assignment to write these things, or did he just sort of do it?
He says we were to write, meaning it was assigned.
Okay.
And so he then got read at, his evaluations were read out loud, which caused him to get harassed for the rest of the academy class. He says that's how he learned.
So he did initially try to be, he went into the system thinking he was going to be a good cop.
I think he did think that.
It seems that way. I mean, if he was like, hey, they're sexually harassing people and causing... Right. Problems.
Usually, if you talk to a police officer and ask them, what do you think of the quality of your cohorts? Do you think there's some people in there that probably shouldn't be cops? They'll say, yeah.
Yep, but they won't do anything about it.
What can they do?
And that's the point of what I'm telling you, he says. Whether you were my sergeant legally harassing an old woman, me legally harassing our residents, my fellow trainees bullying the rest of us, or the bad apples, which he puts in quotes, illegally harassing S-bags, we were in it all together. I knew cops that pulled women over to flirt with them.
Oh, my God.
I knew cops who would pepper spray sleeping bags so that homeless people would have to throw them away. I knew cops that intentionally provoked anger in suspects so they could claim that they were assaulted. I was particularly good at winding people up verbally until they lashed out so I could fight them. And by the way, this corresponds with what Barry Cooper had told us a decade ago when we had him on, former Texas Law Enforcement Officer of the Year or whatever it was, Drug Cop of the Year in Texas. He changed his mind, changed his behavior, and came out against this insane police state.
It happened to me when I was at the airport. A Londonderry police officer, I had an ID that was expired. I thought it would be a good idea to leave my driver's license in my car where I don't know, I'd need it. And I had this old temporary driver's license that showed my picture and had my address on it. This will be great for when somebody asks for an ID because it clearly identifies me.
Nope, it's expired. No good. It's not you anymore.
Right. That guy, that's literally what happened. The TSA, these wannabe cops that couldn't be, right? They couldn't be mall cops. Mm-hmm. And they, they freaked out. Then, they're like trying to manhandle me at the
TSA. You're another person.
And I'm like, get your hands off of me. This is an ID issued by a government. It's expired. Mm-hmm. Do you know the terrorists on 9/11 used expired IDs? What? This is complete. Of course, it's stupid. So, they're like, hold on, I've got to get the head moron. And off they run. But the police officer's there, and he's like, you got a problem? You know, like classic schoolyard bully crap. Yeah. You have to remember this, Ian. This happened probably a decade ago. And
when I was there for this?
No, you were, but I certainly reported it on the air.
Oh, okay.
And
he doesn't remember it then.
It sounds like a good story, though, so please keep going.
But I mean, who says, you got a problem? Who says that? That could
be. Were you looking at him?
No.
Okay.
But if I was, so what? I pay your paycheck, pal. Right. And the so then at some point or another, they surround me. And then a Londonderry police officer brings in a dog, as though I am more likely to have drugs because I have an expired driver's license.
Oh, you could have been really high, and that's why you didn't...
So finally, after all of this, they just pat me down and send me on my way.
The TSA did.
Yeah.
So, well, that's because you don't need an ID to fly, right? You don't need one. At least that's what our old co-host Sam Dodson learned a decade ago. Now, that may be changing in October. They want you to certainly believe that it's going to be changing when they then claim they're going to require a so-called real ID.
I've flown an expired ID.
Yep.
Last year?
Yep. Okay, good to know. But again, supposedly going to change in October, so we'll
see
what happens.
That's what the TSA has signs up saying. But I mean, there are signs up here at the store saying that masks are required.
True. That's a good point. We're only going to be able to find out one way, and that's when somebody tries it toward the end of the year. So he says, I knew that the cops provoked anger in suspects so they could claim they were assaulted. I was particularly good at winding people up until they lashed out so I could fight them. Nobody spoke out. No one stood up. And no one betrayed the code. None of us protected the people, you, from bad cops. And this is why all cops are bastards. Even your uncle, your cousin, your mom, your brother, even your best friend or your spouse, even me. He means if those happen to be police in your life.
Sure.
Because even if they wouldn't do the thing themselves, they will almost never rat out another officer who does the thing. Whatever thing we're talking about.
And that's not surprising that this institution that, you know, utilizes snitches out in the community hates them within its own ranks.
And nobody likes snitches.
Well, the police do.
No, they don't.
They don't like snitches who are snitching on them.
They don't like snitches in the community either.
Well, they're not like friends with them. They're not going to invite them over for a barbecue, but they like exploiting them.
Well, sure.
Okay. I guess I should have been clearer.
The guy that beats and kills hookers doesn't like hookers, okay?
Yeah, that would be a sicko.
Yeah, just because he uses them.
Okay.
So, he says I could write an entire book of the awful things I've done, seen done, and heard others bragging about doing. But to me, the bigger question is, how did it get this way? While I was a police officer in a city 30 miles from where I lived, many of my fellow officers were from the community and treated their neighbors just as badly as I did. While every cop's individual biases come into play, it's the profession itself that is toxic, and it starts from day one of training. Every police academy is different, but all of them share certain features. Taught by old cops, run like a paramilitary boot camp, strong emphasis on protecting yourself more than anyone else.
Yeah.
The majority of my time in the academy...
And this, by the way, if police officers are paid, they can retire at 20 years, and they're paid hazard pay and these sorts of things, or they are paid more because they do a dangerous job. There's an upgrade called hazard pay. Then...
You know, delivery drivers for, like, Domino's and D'Angelo's and stuff are more likely to be killed than police.
Yeah,
really.
Over the course of a decade, that's true.
Yeah.
Yep. Cab drivers, truck drivers, loggers, all these are more dangerous jobs.
So they should get paid more and get to retire at 20, right?
Well, no, they don't work for the government. They don't have a public sector union. When it comes to these sorts of things, you would think that police are supposed to be in dangerous situations. They're being paid more for dangerous situations. This whole idea of protect yourself, you're there to, the police are there to protect citizens, and the people they're arresting are citizens. And I think that part of it comes down to arrests are just so prevalent. Maybe it doesn't have to be that way, is what I'm saying.
The majority of my time in the academy was spent doing aggressive physical training and watching video after video after video of police officers being murdered on duty. I want to highlight this. Nearly everyone coming into law enforcement is bombarded with dash cam footage of police officers being ambushed and killed over and over and over. Colorless VHS mortality plays, cops screaming for help over their radios, their bodies going limp as a pair of taillights speed away into a grainy black horizon. In my case, with commentary from an old racist cop who used to brag about assaulting Black Panthers. To understand why all cops are bastards, you need to understand one of the things almost every training officer told me when it came to using force. Quote, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Unquote. Meaning, I'll take my chances in court rather than risk getting hurt. We're able to think that way because police unions are extremely overpowered and because of the generous concept of qualified immunity, a legal theory which says a cop generally can't be held personally liable for mistakes that they make doing their job in an official capacity. And that is the only thing so far that I've heard being proposed to actually try to change things for the better as far as this crazy system of cops that we have. And that is apparently Justin Amash has put forth some sort of legislation that should presumably get rid of qualified immunity if it goes through as, you know, proposed, as I understand it. That's something. It's not ending the war on drugs, but it's something. There's more coming up here.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're reading some confessions of a, as he describes himself, former bastard cop. And we'll tell you more about that coming up with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Aria.
And also, I want to make sure that you know about Divvy The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currency like the U.S. dollar right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I, Project.org. So, reading from Medium.com, an anonymous person writing this story, he calls himself A-CAB, and that stands for All Cops Are Bastards, apparently.
And he's a former bastard.
And that's how he describes himself. And he's sorry for the stuff that he did, and he's outlined a little bit of it here. He's talking about what it's like in the training sessions in the police academy, showing, apparently they get shown videos of cops being killed over and over again, he says. And he talks about this, saying...
Well, that's not good for any human psyche.
No, that. Yes.
No, it's gonna warp your mind as to
right.
the scenario.
And so he talks about some of the bad things that protect police, like police unions being extremely overpowered, he says,
yep.
and the qualified immunity concept, which basically allows yep. police to do almost anything as long as they're doing it in their official capacity.
I'd add to that in many cases, police departments don't have the same sort of demographic makeup as their community.
That's true.
Whether or not that is a good or bad thing. Like, you can make whatever arguments you want. As far as I'm concerned, arguments centering around race are at their at the foundation flawed. But whatever the case is, it seems to me that when you have, say, Ferguson, Missouri, that when all this stuff went down, they had an 80% white police force policing an 80% black populace. And no matter what, maybe they got the best police services in the world.
They don't.
They didn't.
Barely.
But what? Even if they did, the optics are bad.
That's true. The optics are bad. Although, I suspect that if it was 80% black, you'd still see black police officers abusing black people.
But you probably wouldn't hear the same problems. You wouldn't hear the complaints.
The news media doesn't report on those stories.
No, they don't.
As fervently, likely, as others.
In a lot of cases, the stories are just scuttled. I mean, you can go online and search for them, and you'll read all kinds of stories you never heard of unarmed white suspects being shot by black cops, and, well, you know, surprise.
Or white people being shot by white people. That happens a lot.
That happens plenty.
When you look at the actions of the officers who killed George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, David McAfee, Mike Brown, Tamir Rice, Philando Castile, Eric Garner, Freddie Gree. Remember that they, like me, were trained to recite, "I'd rather be judged by 12 as a mantra. Even if mistakes were made, which he puts a trademark symbol after that, the city, meaning the taxpayers, meaning you, pays the settlement,
yeah.
not the officer. Once, because that would change a lot if an individual officer will actually be able to held individually liable for the choices that they make and have to pay the settlements out of their own paychecks and their own retirements. That would change how some of them behave.
Well, it's pretty easy to see how it would change it. You just go and look at private security companies mm-hmm. and their uses of force. I mean, in many, 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 many cases, these private security companies have to get a suspect and get control over that suspect in whatever fashion they do, and as they do, they are responsible for their actions while doing it. And
right.
the evidence is that private security companies just kill a lot less people and, yeah, and a lot fewer
right.
people as a percentage and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yep.
So private security works real well. Now, obviously, as a private security isn't going to enforce, say, marijuana laws or a bunch of things that cops are doing, or speeding violations and a bunch of things like that, but I don't imagine speeding violations are terribly deadly.
Our police training has, or says once police training has, through repetition, indoctrination, and violent spectacle, promised officers that everyone in the world is out to kill them. The next lesson is your partners are the only ones protecting you. Occasionally, this is even true. I've had encounters turn on me rapidly due to the point that I legitimately thought I was going to die, only to have other officers come and turn the tables. One of the most important thought leaders in law enforcement is Colonel Dave Grossman, a killologist, who wrote an essay called Sheep, Wolves, and Sheepdogs. Cops are the sheepdogs, bad guys are the wolves, and the citizens are the sheep.
The sheep.
Colonel Grossman makes sure to mention that to a stupid sheep, sheepdogs look more like wolves than sheep, and that's why they dislike you. This, quote, they hate you for protecting them, and only I love you, only I can protect you,
yeah,
unquote, tactic is familiar to students of abuse. It's what abusers do to coerce their victims into isolation, pulling them away from friends and family, and ensnaring them in their abuser's in the abuser's toxic web. Law enforcement does this too, pitting the officer against civilians. Quote, they don't understand what you do. They don't respect your sacrifice. They just want to get away with crimes. You're only safe with us. Unquote. Which is culty sounding, isn't it?
Well, when everybody's...
That's also true. I can't argue with that. Based on what the state defines as a crime...
Hmm.
Like, sure, I do just want to get away with crimes. I'm not on their side.
That's the that's what I was basically going to make the point is that essentially everybody, two of us believe the same thing. Everybody is a criminal by the standards that that are brought forward here.
Now that you've said that, let's revisit our conversation earlier about the black prison population.
Okay.
Everyone is a criminal.
Yep.
But prisons are filled with half black Americans.
Yeah, so there are grades of crimes. There's misdemeanors.
Well, it's true in jails as well. It's true in courtrooms. Every time I ever went to court in the state of Mississippi, I was the only white person there.
Wow.
Every single time. Except for, like, family who came there with me or whatever.
Okay.
This is not...
And so there's no white people in a trailer park somewhere beating each other up or, committing crimes.
And everybody there, everybody in that county was a criminal, just like everybody in the United States, constantly breaking laws.
If you, as a group, felt marginalized to the point that basically, you're the out group, whatever that might be. Out groups traditionally act out in a variety of different ways. One of those ways is criminal activity targeting the in group, and it wouldn't surprise me if. So the black community committed more crimes. If dark skin resulted in more crimes being committed, that wouldn't surprise me with the whole narrative that's been going on for nearly 200 years.
Right, but they don't commit more crimes because everyone is a criminal.
Well,
a single black person may or may not commit an average of 7 crimes a day, but it doesn't matter because the average American, regardless of skin color, commits 5 per day.
Okay.
Yet the prisons are overwhelmingly filled with black people.
That suggests racism on the part of the police to me.
It does.
It suggests picking and choosing and
because cops exercise discretion in who they pursue.
Yep.
So if they have an innate bias to pursue black people, what would we expect to see as a result of that?
I think that the police pick which crimes they're going to go after. To some extent, right? They're going to decide which ones they're going after. They're policing this neighborhood. Burglaries are occurring here. Car thefts are going on there. So they go there. They police that stuff.
Yeah, she's got you on this one, Mark. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top education officials across the country are preparing for the start of a new school year unlike any other. Speaking during a hearing today on Capitol Hill, Tennessee Education Commissioner Dr. Penny Schwinn says there's going to be some challenges moving forward.
We must now consider the challenges ahead with reopening school. To be clear, this is complicated. Any decision we make has significant costs. No easy answers or one-size-fits-all solutions. What might be best for one is not for the other.
President Trump at the White House made a prediction about the economy continuing to rebound.
The economy will be, next year, will be maybe the best it's ever been. You can already see it with the stock market, how it's been going up.
The president also announcing he'll be back on the campaign trail holding rallies, the first one being held next week in Oklahoma. And the New York City Detectives Union says they're going to sue George Floyd rioters who attacked officers. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Wednesday, President Trump held a race relations roundtable at the White House. The president inviting black business leaders to discuss their concerns. Raynard Jackson, president and CEO of Raynard Jackson and Associates, says the media plays a big role in what's going on regarding race relations in the United States.
Don Lemon from CNN, Roland Martin, who are putting more poison into the black community than any drug dealer, who are killing more black folks than any white person with a sheet over their face. How are they doing it? Spreading these lies about the economy you had, Mr. President, before the virus was a continuation of Obama. That's just factually not true.
NASCAR releasing a statement Wednesday afternoon saying the display of the Confederate flag will be prohibited from all NASCAR events and properties, saying the flag runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all of our fans, competitors, and the industry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you'll be able to join us in real life in Vegas, coming up in July, July 18th and 19th, we will be broadcasting from Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas. They are a pair of related, I would say,
events,
conventions.
Yeah,
yeah, they're being hosted by the same folks.
Barely separate is what I would call them.
Yeah, there's one's one day, the other's the other day.
However, I am emceeing Crypto Vegas.
Excellent. Some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology will be there, including Juan Galtz, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, and others, including Float CEO Kingsley Edwards. That was for Crypto Vegas. Then Anarcho Vegas speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovens O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block. Yeah, that's big names in there. And Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. So it's going to be a real libertarian convention, maybe the only one in the whole year. Who knows?
Freedom Fest is going on right before that.
Oh, is that right? Freedom Fest is happening?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
We're
good
going to,
know. To
that.
Pork Fest is also happening.
I consider Freedom Fest to be kind of like a libertarian conservative convention.
They
kind
certainly
of mix it
service
up.
A different crowd, but I mean, we need to target our message at all kinds of different people.
True.
Admittedly, some of those are crossover with the Anarcho Vegas conference, and some of them are not. But Arya, are you going to this event? I know you're researching whether you can or not.
Yeah, pretty much that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Cool.
Daily tickets for the event are just $20.20, so that's per day, right? So you can attend one or both or whatever. You can use code FTL, save 10% on VIP tickets. It's July 18th and 19th. We'll be there in Vegas for Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas. You can go to anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com to get your tickets.
Spring for, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com mm-hmm. right now, we get 10 amplifiers. Ian will spring for his own hotel room so I don't have to sleep with three libertarians.
All right, we go.
I see you're just presuming I'm going.
I hope you do.
Okay.
Well, I bet.
That changes things. I might have to actually look into it now.
Well, you lived there for a while, so.
I did.
Oh, did you? I didn't even know that.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah.
So we go back to the story here from Medium.com. Officer A.Cab, Confessions of a Former Bastard Cop. He writes more. He says, I think the wolves versus sheepdogs dynamic is one of the most important elements as to why officers behave the way they do. Every single second of my training, I was told that criminals were not a legitimate part of their community, that they were individual bad actors, and their bad actions were solely the result of their inherent criminality. Any concept of systemic trauma, generational poverty, or white supremacist oppression was either never mentioned or simply dismissed.
Is that not amazing that the cops are saying this about the criminal elements in the community when it's ultimately true of themselves?
Mm. Well, that wouldn't be uncommon for people to project.
Well,
I mean, the extent of this projection, though, is mind-blowing. They're like, they're not people. And I can't repeat what you just said word for word, but it was basically
inherent criminals.
Yeah, no, hold on. Description of the police.
I don't think they're inherent criminals. I think they're people who are born into a system and attempting to mold into that system. So an inherent criminal is somebody, this is a theory. This is a criminal theory that has existed for a long time. Something is wrong with these people. They were born this way. And this is the way that they will be. And it is pervasive within the correctional field and within policing fields, the whole notion that somehow the die is cast and you're a crook and I'm a cop and we'll always be on other side.
Mm.
And that's how it is. But the one thing I thought was very odd is when we walked into the youthful offender prison, in which I was incarcerated for years, they told us 85% of you will return. And this is a fallacious number that I was fed over and over and over and over again.
Mm.
85% of you will reoffend. 15% of you will get away with it. And they would drive this point home in so many different ways.
Get away with it? True. You mean leave and not come back?
Yeah, I meant to. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going on to another thought and kind of trailed off there. Excuse me. Now, that is true when you're talking about somebody who's entered the system as an A number, what we call an A number, a multiple offender, an adult in the multiple offender system, the numbers get much more likely. Like, you can massage the numbers and come out with 85%, and that's possible. But with youthful offenders, you're talking about numbers that are lower than 50% reoffend. That most of these guys that you're yelling at and telling lies to are going to go get out of here, and they're never going to commit, or at least never get caught for another crime.
What do you think the point of saying that to them is?
I don't know. I've never really gotten
that. Did it motivate you not to be a statistic?
Maybe. I mean, I certainly was. I am the poster child for the Department of Corrections and what they do, because I never got caught for anything. Although I've been arrested 3 times, it was all over the same charge. And, you know, there was some confusion as to whether or not I'm a 3-time loser. But whatever. It's the same charge.
He says, after all, most people don't steal. So anyone who does isn't most people, right? To us, anyone committing a crime deserved anything that's happened to them because they broke the social contract. And yet, it was never even a question as to whether the power structure above them was honoring any sort of contract back. And that's an important point.
Yeah.
You know, the so-called social contract is a bunch of BS, and he indeed does put it in quotes here in this.
I can tell you that the social contract, the powers that be do not spend any time trying to honor mine back.
No.
I've tried to get the help of police on multiple occasions.
They've no obligation.
Course of the last decade, and I can't get anything out of these people. I believe.
But Mark,
this is the narrative.
They will file a report for you.
What's that?
They will file a report for you.
No. Whoa, boy!
I have no evidence that even occurred.
Sure.
Wow. Okay.
You know, on some occasions, I have no evidence that occurred. But I believe it's because I am known in the community as a free stater, and therefore I can't get, police services because, well, you guys don't like police anyway, or whatever. That's what I believe it is. But that's just a wild conspiracy theory I've concocted.
Understand, police officers are part of the state monopoly on violence. And all police training reinforces this monopoly as a cornerstone of police work, a source of honor and pride. Many cops, he writes this in bold, many cops fantasize about getting to kill someone in the line of duty, egged on by others that have. One of my training officers told me about the time he shot and killed a mentally ill homeless man wielding a big stick. He bragged that he, quote, slept like a baby, unquote, that night. Official training teaches you...
Yeah, hold on.
I find it so difficult to imagine.
The homeless man had a big stick,
mm-hmm.
and the cop killed him.
Shot and killed.
Shot and killed him for having a big stick.
And then bragged about sleeping like a baby that night. Meaning
what do you do with a psychopath like that?
Apparently, he gets promoted. He was a training officer.
Not uncommon.
This guy was training the trainees.
You know, I had a difficult time with just slaughtering pigs. I mean, I'm talking about actual swine, you know, the things with hooves and round noses.
Taking the life of a pig.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking the time to make that distinction that you weren't talking about you having a problem killing police, Mark.
Okay, good. Jesus. Thanks for that, yeah. So,
I didn't make up the nickname. Wow, I'm learning new facets of Mark tonight.
You're saying you had feelings about executing a pig. This cop said he slept like a baby after killing another human being.
Yeah, I wonder whether he's telling the truth, and I tend to think he's not.
Well, that's what he said.
That's what he said.
Official training teaches you how to be violent effectively, and when you're legally allowed to deploy that violence, but, quote, unofficial training teaches you to desire violence, to expand the breadth of your violence without getting caught, and to erode your own compassion for desperate people so you can justify punitive violence against them. How to be a bastard. I have participated in some of these activities personally. Others are ones I have either witnessed personally or heard other officers brag about openly. Very, very occasionally I knew an officer who was disciplined or fired for one of these things. Police officers will lie about the law, about what's illegal, or about what they can legally do to you in order to manipulate you into doing what they want.
Now, we've had police officers come on the air here and say that's policy.
That's training.
That's training.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, we are allowed to lie to you. No, you are not allowed to lie to us. Now, I will point out that only the FBI can charge you for lying to them, and only the FBI, at least until relatively recently, I don't know whether they've changed this or not, doesn't even use recording devices in their interviews. So they could just say you lied to them.
We'll tell you more about the lies police tell, according to a former cop, coming up here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And then what happened in Seattle? Apparently, some protesters say they've taken over some number of city blocks, including the city hall in Seattle. We'll tell you more about that, especially if you're there. You can call us up, bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle in order to use the site in the first place. So if that qualify, if you qualify for that, then get on over to liberty.menu and put the things that you do up there. Maybe you've got a business that you want to promote or digital content you're the creator of or a producer for. Perhaps you have an event that you're putting together you'd like people to know about. Well, you can do it for free at liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL. Get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. That's liberty.menu. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Aria.
Now, longtime listeners are going to be familiar with this laundry list here that the former cop, he described himself as a former bastard cop, and he explains why, in his belief, all cops are indeed bastards. And he's it's a really interesting story here from Medium.com, and he's got a section in it called How to Be a Bastard. And he says, I've participated in some of these activities personally, others I've witnessed personally or heard officers brag about openly. So this is all from his experience. And he's talking about how officers will lie about the law and what's illegal. He says officers will lie about feeling afraid for their life to justify the use of force after the fact. We've seen that countless times.
Stop persisting.
Yep. Officers will lie and tell you they'll file a police report just to get you off their back. Police officers will lie that your cooperation will, quote, look good for you in court, or that they will, quote, put in a good word for you with the DA, unquote.
Oh, God. What, does anyone ever actually believe
that? Yes. People That's who don't have any experience with being lied to by the police.
I mean, when I was 18, a friend of mine were interrogated by the police repeatedly over the course of about 4 days. I mean,
okay. Were you in their custody?
No.
Oh, they kept coming back to see you?
They kept calling us in to come see them.
Oh, God. And you didn't know better, so you went.
Yeah.
Right.
But they never arrested us. But they tried all of these tactics, and I mm-hmm. had no experience with law enforcement at this point, but I knew better than to believe anything these people said.
That's good.
Because I knew that they wanted to hurt me.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
I wasn't even an anarchist then, but it was clear that these people.
You had enough experience from the streets to be able to tell you that. But there's some people who they believed all the propaganda about the police are your friends, and you want to help the police, and the police want to help you, and so if the police ask you questions, you want to answer them, and you know they believe that stuff.
I would ask all of those people: has a police officer ever done a single damn thing for you?
Oh, I've had lots of police officers do good things for me. I've had break in, and they did a great job and got some of my stuff back. And
I had an off-duty cop give me a jump once in a parking lot in Florida when I was a teenager.
Well, that was a human being.
I had a police officer stand with me while my car was broken down on the side of the road, and he never so much as asked me for my driver's license. Mm-hmm. Just waited for the tow truck to come and sent me off on my way. I've had lots of good interactions with police officers.
I mean, I would argue that standing there with you isn't necessarily really doing anything for you.
His vehicle with the gumballs flashing would help prevent me from getting, say, rear-ended or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Police officers will lie about what they see and hear to access private property to conduct unlawful searches. Police officers will lie and say your friend already ratted you out, so you might as well rat them back out.
They tried that.
That's the prisoner's dilemma.
But my friend and I didn't believe them. If either one of us had not believed in the other person, we both would have went down. But
yep.
I was like, nah, he wouldn't do that. And he was like, nah, Arya wouldn't do that.
This is almost never true. This is a tactic they teach in the police academy.
Arya, were you guilty?
No.
Police officers will lie.
Not of what they accused me of being guilty of.
They will lie and say you are not in trouble in order to get you to exit a location or otherwise make an arrest more convenient for them. Police officers will lie and say they won't arrest you if you'll just, quote, be honest with them, unquote, so they know what really happened.
Who would believe that? We're not going to arrest you. We just want you to be honest with us.
Sure.
Did you kill this guy?
Police officers will lie about their ability to seize the property of friends and family members to coerce a confession. Police officers will write, obviously, BS tickets so they get time and a half overtime fighting them in court. Police officers will...
Yes.
Really?
And people don't get this, is that some people think it's a threat to tell a police officer you're going to take it to court. Good. Time and a half.
Yeah.
They automatically get time and a half.
In a lot of places they will. Mm-hmm.
I think that's not the case here.
I believe they do get paid extra in New Hampshire. I could be wrong. Police officers will search.
So they get paid time and a half for defending their actions.
That's right. Police officers,
the more they screw up, the better they get paid.
Yep. They will search places and containers you didn't consent to and later claim they were open or, quote, smelled like marijuana.
Yeah.
Police officers will threaten you with more serious crime if they can't prove that they can't prove in order to convince you to confess to the lesser crime that they really want you for. And we see that all the time.
Yeah, that's standard operating procedure, and that's where the prosecutors are at fault more than the police, because you know, they're the ones that make the plea deal. The idea is to not have to do any work. Ladies and gentlemen,
a noble goal.
If we the public who employ this system are getting our best labor, then everybody would go to trial, right? Like, we want to find out who did it, and we want to punish the people who did it wrong. But the problem is way too many things are illegal. I'm thinking drugs here, people. Ultimately, the prosecutors, they're not intending to take things to trial. They shouldn't be offering deals. Do you want a deal handed to a terrible person who's committed the crime? No, a deal should be for somebody who's.
See, I think you're looking at promoting this idea the wrong way. The question is, do you want an innocent person to serve 10 years in jail because they offered him a deal, whereas he was facing 35 years?
I think a lot of people are skeptical that an innocent person will take a deal, and what I need them
those people have never been under pressure.
Yeah, they've never been under this kind of pressure, because basically the question is look, I'll give you 1 year. And 1 year probation, if you sign this right now. But if you take this to trial, it doesn't matter whether you're guilty or innocent. And you get found guilty. And by the way, 2/3 of the people who go to trial for felonies get found guilty. You take it to trial, get found guilty. You're going for 10 years. What do you want to do right now? Here's the pen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question. And that's how it's put to people.
Yep.
Again and again and again and again. And, you know, it's the average person will crack. And a lot of times, you're dealing with, say, domestic situations. You don't want to put your family member through the problem.
Mm. People just want it over with.
Right. I'd rather do the 2 years or whatever it is than put my son through some terrible situation and for 10. And that's what a lot of people think.
Police officers will employ zero tolerance on races and ethnicities they dislike and show favor and lenience to members of their own group. Police officers will use intentionally extra painful maneuvers and holds during an arrest to provoke, quote, resistance so they can further assault the suspect. Some police officers will plant drugs and weapons on you, sometimes to teach you a lesson, sometimes if they've killed you somewhere away from public view. Some police officers will assault you to intimidate you and threaten to arrest you if you tell anyone. A non-trivial number of, remember, he's witnessed this or has heard officers brag about these things or has done them himself. Some officers will, a non-trivial number of police officers will steal from your house or vehicle during a search. That's happened a lot, where people have a vehicle impounded and then something turns up missing. Well, the only people who had it were the police. A non-trivial number of police officers will commit intimate partner violence and use their status to get away with it. A non-trivial number of police officers use their position to entice, coerce, or force sexual favors from vulnerable people. That happened in Manchester within the last couple of years. One of our friends here in Keene, JP, who is a police activist, a police accountability activist, was in the midst of facing criminal charges from BS criminal charges. So they claimed that he filed a false report with the police department there. And in the midst of getting discovery on that case, the prosecutors unearthed accidentally that this officer who was accusing JP of doing this thing actually was indeed using his position to coerce sexual favors from female like inmates or something like that. There were They found text
I remember
messages.
JP telling me about this, but I don't remember the details.
Yeah, it came out in the news, too. Like, it wasn't JP just blowing hot air. He was telling the truth about that particular story. And so, again, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That guy just happened to get caught. He happened to, like, the text messages that he was sending to one of these women happened to get shown up in the discovery. So because JP took his thing to trial or was intending to take his thing to trial, they got the discovery. Otherwise, that never would have been unearthed. So we got more coming up here from the former, as he describes himself, former bastard cop. He's got confessions. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's got some advice coming up on how to deal with these situations. We will tell you about that. And you can share your thoughts, your experiences with us, whether it's about the police or whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
When we adopted Buddy, who is a lab, we didn't know that he can't eat like a normal dog. He has to eat sitting up, sit-ups, so just put him down. His life expectancy maximum is 3 years. Well, he's 6 years old now, and I attribute most of that to Dinovite and a lot of love.
Dinovite.com.
I heard about Dinovite on the radio and started mixing it in with his food, and it's changed everything.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Yes, he has a nice shiny coat. Yes, it helps with keeping a good, healthy weight on him. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of Dinovite.
Dinovite for life.
We take him to the vet now, and they can't believe it. I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.